But when the cow come in, the calf knew who she was, you know, and she knew her baby. When the calf, he would run, the old man had a rope on that calf, ready to tie him, you see. But the old cow walked in there, she had a place down there where he had feed for her. When she was feeding, and then he'd milk her, see. But he'd bring the baby calf would go around and he'd get his part first, you see. And then he'd take the calf and he'd tie him on the other corner of the lot, the room over there. Then he'd go sit down on his stool with his bucket of water and his towel, his rag, you know, and he'd wash the bag, wash it clean, see, before he starts milking it. Then he'd put his big milk can down below there and he sat there and he'd milk. He'd milk the old cow and he'd leave one of the tits for the baby. He only milked three and he left one, not touch. That's for the baby calf. He didn't mix all over. He just left one to pick it. And then when he get that, the mix he wanted out of that, then he go down, he'd untie the little calf and let him come on in and get his meal, you see.
Yeah.
And then he opened the gate for another cow to come in. And maybe some of them had as many as four or five cows they milk, you know.
Where'd the milk go in? It went in a
big bucket. They had a big wooden bucket, like I said, good thing to hold maybe 3-4 gallons of water. 3-4 gallons, you know. Regular wooden, especially for that. They didn't use nothing else but milk. That's what that bucket was for. All the equipment they had there was just for milk purposes, to just mix the cow and handle the milk.
Yes, sir.
Then they had no ice to take care of the milk.
I was going to ask you about that.
All right, then they bring the milk in those big buckets, just maybe 2-3 buckets of milk they'd bring to the house. Okay, well, and then let that milk settle. And then the lady folks, they come along in there and they take the cream off of that. You know, that it settled down, that cream was set on the top. They take all the cream they could off of that.
Yes.
And put it in another container.
Uh-huh.
And they make butter out of that. They make cream cheese. Take the milk and let it sour, you know, and then they take it out of there and put it in some bags, cotton bags, you know, specially made for that. They put that milk after it's sour and it's clabber. They put it in there and they tie it up and they let it hang out, you know, at a special place back of the kitchen, you know, where they'd hang it out so the flies and nothing would bother. And they put a pan on there to keep that drip off, you know, so they could throw it away. And until it gets hard, and it gets hard enough to eat, they take it out of that and they put it in a big bowl or something, see? For cream cheese, and then they take some of this cream that they had, save some of that cream and then put some cream on there and put some sugar and whatever you want to do to eat the cream cheese, see?
Yes,
and they mix cream cheese and they mix their own butter. Good butter, that's pure butter, they mix butter, all out of it.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, that's okay.
That's okay, man.
It's really coming down, isn't it? Does it rain like this often?
Been raining here every day since the beginning of the month. I got it on my calendar there. We haven't missed a day yet.
Huh.
I'm a weatherman too, and I don't know. Since I retired, I take care of it. I keep track of a lot of things that are there. I write it down. That's the only way you can keep track. But, you know, make a note of it. What happened?
Yes.
Somebody dies. I have my calendar. I got 2 calendars. One of last year and one of this year, and I put them side by side. Whatever the weather is when I come up in the morning, the temperature, I put it on my calendar.